Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Got a great workout today. It's a hero workout. Isn't it called Jerry? And every hero workout that comes from CrossFit.com, there's a real person that lost their life behind that, and this workout's no different. So if you'd like to learn more about Jerry's story, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero Jerry, and you can read all about it. But again, it's always good to remember that there was a real person behind these names. Today's workout is a great one. Jerry is, for time, a 1 mile run, a 2K row, and another 1 mile run. And I know you're saying, Pat, you said it was great. That's not great. Great workouts have a barbell in them. Not all of them, my friend. This is a great example. We programmed this not only because we needed to do it today, but because at Lynchpin we do what is effective, not what's popular. Most people on their own wouldn't choose to do Jerry. Most people need to do Jerry. So here we go. And we also have it listed as for time or not. And once a week on Lynchpin, we write up a workout like that where we give you the option to do the workout. Don't run the darn clock. Just move moderately, move slowly, move at whatever pace you want to move, and don't worry about what the time was, and that's okay. Fitness will still be achieved. And we do this once a week because we found it to be just a great physical and mental decompression. Always living under the suffocating pressure of the clock running you down every day after a while wears most people down. We want to keep the workouts fun. Now, if you feel like timing it, by all means, get after it. But if you need a day that you're like, you know what? I'm just going to do some running, get a sweat going, breathe a little bit, pull on the rower, get myself a 2K in, and just it takes whatever it takes. Today's a great day to make it almost like an active recovery sort of a day. So that's your choice. Last time we did this was March 15th, 2021. If you want to go back and be on the whiteboard and check how it went for you. We also have this today as a two-person team version. And that would be 4 rounds for time. Partner A does a 500-meter row, 400-meter run, and then partner B does a 500-meter row, 400-meter run. And that sort of back-and-forth interval training, you could get after that work rest today. That would be a good one. And we've got all sorts of other equipment conversions depending upon whether you need to modify the mile run or the 2K row. We've got a video showing the rowing technique, super fitness robot times pulled from beyond the whiteboard, 22 minutes, 26 seconds or less for men, 25 minutes, 27 seconds or less for women, more likely, 26 minutes, 37 seconds for men, 30 minutes, 27 seconds for women. Scaled option is just run a clock for 20 minutes and run, bike, or row for distance. Your call. Limited equipment option and the no equipment option, assuming they don't have a rower, so you're just going to run a 5K. And again, do it for time or don't run the clock and just get in a casual jog. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Plank hold, accumulate 1 to 3 minutes. We've got a video showing that. And then Jerry's a long time domain workout, right? And just by its very nature, long time domain is lower intensity. So it's not a high intensity sort of a day, relatively speaking. So since you're warmed up from doing Jerry, the other part of the optional accessory work is as fast as you feel like doing it, blitz a 500 meter row immediately into a 400 meter run. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, which will feel good getting off the rower, and then calves and foam rolling. Hope you enjoyed that workout. Not a barbell in sight. I do it because I care. I do it because we need to. For most people, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday for more fun.